Support for this podcast comes from Frito-Lay and the 2023 Snack Bracket Championship. The Frito-Lay Snacker Challenge is underway, and fans are voting on their favorite snacks to crown champion. We're talking about primetime matchups between the best 64 snacks in the land. Will Ruffles Ridges reign supreme? Can Doritos defend their dynasty? Or will Smart Food use their smarts for a surprise upset? Only you can decide. Get in on all the action for a chance to win up to $1,000 or a year's worth of snacks. Let your snacks be heard. Just go to FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com to vote and enter for a chance to win. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends April 3rd, 2023. Void where prohibited. Year's worth of snacks awarded in the form of 52 coupons, each good for one bag of chips. See official rules at FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com.
Okay, welcome back to Grizzly Bear Bets on the Grizzly Bear Blues Podcast Network. I am Matthew Gill, filling in again for Chase Bobbitt. And honestly, that should be music to your guys' ears. If you followed my picks last week in the Minnesota game, you know that I was red hot. I was firing on all cylinders. I absolutely killed that game. 7-4 overall. The official card went 4-2, but 7-4 in my 11 picks that I gave out on the show. And that includes a loss on a same-game parlay that was five legs plus 750, and we only lost by one Carl Anthony Towns three. We needed one more out of him, and that record would have put us on the moon, literally. We would have had that good of a day. But 7-4, and I'm going to keep it rolling for you guys today. Going to try to take that momentum into tonight's game, the matchup between the Grizzlies and the Thunder. On today's episode, we're going to be looking at the spread, the total, couple of player props that I like, and then I've got another one of those same game parlays cooked up for you guys. We're going to try to hit it this week and really, really shoot for the stars. But the lines are out. Memphis, a 6-point home favorite, total sitting at 231. So let's start with that point spread. As I said, Memphis, a 6-point home favorite. Couple stats I saw this week. It seems like a high number with no Desmond Bane and the way that SGA has had the Thunder cooking. You may look at that 6-point advantage for the Grizzlies and think that that's too high. And the numbers kind of back that up. Oklahoma City 4-1 against the spread in their last five. Memphis 3-7 against their spread in their last 10. But I really like the Grizzlies in this one. I think that Ja is going to take this as a challenge, show SGA what it looks like to be a lead dog point guard in this league. I think Ja is going to play really well, and I think that he's going to get his teammates involved. He's not just going to do it from the scoring aspect. And if you look at the last five matchups between this team, Memphis has covered 4-1 against the spread in their last five matchups between these teams. So I actually think that this number should be closer to like 8. So I think we're getting a little bit of value there with the Memphis line at minus 6. Moving over to the total, as I said, 231. The over 5-0 in the last five games for Oklahoma City, 5-1 in the last six. Between these two teams when they match up, it is usually a high-scoring affair. I don't love this number. I, at first glance, gut reaction, said this is going to be an underburger. No Desmond Bain plays a big factor in that, and also you got to consider that without SGA, this Thunder team really struggles to score the basketball when he is his on-off numbers are pretty astounding at how difficult it is for the Thunder to generate offense without SGA out there. And even when he is out there tonight, I think that the Grizzlies are going to try to make it really tough on him, force a ball out of his hands. I see this as a low-scoring game, but the numbers say play the over. And with that kind of cognitive dissonance, I'm going to be staying away from the total tonight. I like the spread play a lot more. So from that perspective, the numbers say play the over. Now moving out of the full game spread in totals, let's kind of hone in here on the first quarter. If you did follow me last week, last Friday for the Timberwolves game, you'll know that I went 4-1 in first quarter bets against the Timberwolves, and the only loss was a plus 500 absolute long shot for the Grizzlies to win by between 4 and 6 points, and wouldn't you know it, they end up winning by three. But we still crushed the entire first quarter, and when you have a game that you don't love the full game lines, as I said, the over-under has got me in an absolute pretzel. So go back to the well, go back to what's working for you, and for me, that is the first quarter betting. You know, I waited to start recording this episode until the first quarter lines came out, and it opened up at Memphis -1.5, and I looked at that, and I said, we're going to absolutely pepper that. We are going to unload on the first quarter line for the Grizzlies, but as the morning has progressed, the word may have gotten out. Probably all you guys that followed me last week, and I gave out all those incredible first quarter stats for the Grizzlies, and now you guys have jacked that number up to -2.5 for the Grizzlies. But it is paying at even money. It is +100 even money for the Grizzlies' first quarter spread of -2.5. Just an update on some of those first quarter numbers. The Grizzlies now have won 11 of their first quarters this season, and with a really short total, really short spread of 2.5. I still like the Grizzlies' first quarter number. But OKC, not bad either in the first quarter. 8 of their 15, they've won straight up. I still lean Memphis in this one. I see Ja making a real statement early in this game, coming out and blitzing this Thunder team that can be a little bit weak on the defensive side of the ball. So I like the Grizzlies -2.5, even though it has moved up and is at that even money payout. I even like it even more. You know, you guys know me. Love a plus money sign. So I will take that, add that to my card at -2.5 first quarter for the Grizzlies. And then moving to the first quarter total, I told you guys last week, we had to absolutely slam the first quarter over for the Timberwolves, and I turned out to be right once again on those first quarter bets. Absolutely cleaned up. But for this game, no Bane. I see this one going under. The total is a point lower than it was in that Timberwolves game. It's 58.5 is the total. I like the under in this one. The Grizzlies still averaging 29.9 first quarter points, but only 27 in the last two games without Bane. His three-point shooting really contributes a lot to their scoring throughout the game, and it seems to be also bearing out in the first quarter. And OKC, right in the middle of the pack at 29.2 first quarter points. So that would put us right at that under number, and I like that, so I'm going to be playing the under in the first quarter for tonight's game. Okay, let's get away from the totals and the spreads for a second here, and let's look at a couple player props that I really like for this game. Talked a lot about the John SGA matchup, and I'll get to those two guys in just a second, but I want to start here with Mr. Dylan Brooks. Point total sitting at 19.5. He has scored exactly 19 in the last two games in the absence of Desmond Bane. So this point total is sitting right at that number. He's only averaging 15.8 points per game this season, but he did get off to a little bit of a slow start coming off of that injury. I love the over in this game. I think Dylan's going to be really aggressive getting to the rim. Not a ton of rim protection on that Thunder team. And I think that he's been shooting the ball more confidently. I don't know if he was ever lacking for confidence, but he's also really jacked up the three-point attempts. In the last two games, he's taken 9 threes in each game. And if you are with me and you like this over for Dylan Brooks' points, you got to think that he's also going to hit a couple threes as well. And the over-under for his threes is only sitting at 2.5, and I believe it's -105. So I really like that over as well. As I said, 9 attempts in the last two games. So the attempts are there for us. We just need him to hit 33%, and that's not asking a whole lot out of Dylan Brooks. So I will be adding over 19.5 and over 2.5 threes for Dylan Brooks tonight against the Thunder. Next player prop for you. Listen, if you haven't been paying attention, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has been on absolute fire for this Thunder team. He is dragging them to, if not wins, at least very competitive losses to a lot of teams with a lot higher skill level than this Thunder team. And SGA has been on an absolute tear. I'm looking tonight at his points plus assists. That number sitting at 37.5. He has gone over that number in 10 of his 14 games this season. And he's done it in three straight. And he's almost done it just with points. He's scored 37, 37, and 42 in his last three games. So I think that this one is going to be pretty easy for us. The thing that worries me is that I believe the Grizzlies are going to really sell out to make it super tough on SGA. I still think he's going to put up minimum 25, which would make it really hard to get over this points plus assist number. But I think that he is on such a hot scoring tear right now that we have to take advantage of it. That is what the trend seems to be. So we're going to be playing this over 37.5 points plus assists. And if you want a little bit of a risk management kind of play to kind of pair up with that, if you, like me, believe that the Grizzlies are going to make it really tough on him to score, then his assist number by itself, only sitting at 5.5, it is juiced a little bit at minus 120. So you could play it all the way up to 6.5 if you're feeling froggy. I'm going to play that over 5.5 assist number by itself as well and kind of pair these two plays up. And I think it's going to be really hard to lose both, and it's very possible that we win both. He has gone over that assist number of 5.5 in 8 of his 14 games on the entire season, and he has done it in 3 straight games. All right, last player prop, and I'm going to finish up a little pretty quickly on this one because I have no stats to back it up. This is pure conjecture. This is a theory that I have. John Morant double-double plus 165 tonight. He only has 2 double-doubles this season, but I just have a feeling, man, that he is going to look at the tear that SGA has been on, the ascension, the rise. He probably sees a little bit of himself from last season in this run that SGA has been on. And I think that Ja is really going to be motivated to play a really good game. I also think that he may not do a ton of scoring. He's obviously going to get 10 points. He's Ja Morant. He's probably going to have 25 in his sleep against this Thunder team. However, I think he's really going to be motivated to get his teammates involved in this game. It's a game where guys like Dylan Brooks, Jaren even, Steven Adams can all kind of get a confidence boost if they really take care of business against this Oklahoma City team. I think they're going to have a really tough time stopping this Grizzlies offense with their kind of struggles on the defensive end of the floor. I think it's going to be an up-and-down game, ton of possessions. And I think that Ja is really going to push the issue of getting his guys involved. So I like the double-double potential on the assist side. And obviously, he's a skilled rebounder as well. In that Timberwolves game, he did record a double-double with rebounds. So that gives us a little wiggle room as well. He could do it assist, could do it rebounds. So I like a little bit of a sprinkle. This is my only plus money individual play that I'm giving out on the show. So this should be your smallest unit bet at plus 165. But it's fun. I think that that's going to give us a lot to root for. And let's watch Ja have a huge night, both passing, scoring, and rebounding. Ja Morant, double-double, plus 165. All right, so those are a bunch of different picks that I like in tonight's game. I'm going to give you my official card now that I will be playing for tonight's game. I love the Memphis minus 6 number. As I said, I think we're getting about 2 points of value there, so give me the Grizzlies against the spread. Follow that up with the first quarter spread as well at minus 2.5. That's playing, paying at even money. We're going under 58.5. for the first quarter, and then I am absolutely going to play both of those SGA player props over 37.5 points plus assists, over 5.5 assists by itself. A little sprinkle on the Ja double-double, and then I like the Dylan Brooks over 2.5 threes as well. Add that to my card. So that's going to be the official card for tonight. Let's finish up here with little fun sprinkle of a same-game parlay paying out at plus 700 tonight. We're going to take that Memphis number, and we're going to move it to minus 5.5. Don't want to push on this one for the same-game parlay. So we're going to play Memphis at minus 5.5 on the spread. Dylan over 2.5 threes. Ja over 6.5 assists. And SGA over 5.5 assists. That is your official same-game parlay tonight. for the Thunder and Grizzly game, and that is paying out at plus 700. Thank you guys again for joining in. Follow me on Twitter at Matt H. Gill. That is MattHGill. Follow the Grizzly Bear Bets page. Follow the Grizzly Bear Blues page. Follow all of us across the site as much as possible. We got a bunch of great content, including all these great podcasts. You can find my main home for podcasting is the Core 4 podcast. So check me out there if you like some of my content. And thank you guys for joining me. Good luck.